What would you say from your three different experiences, what would you say about your training experience? What were the best and the worst things, and how adequately do you feel each particular route prepared you to become a teacher?
I think the best thing, as Ben said, was getting that group of training teachers, the group of people around you. I think that's everyone's in the same boat. And like you said, texting people at 10, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning if you're looking for help with an essay or with a lesson plan or whatever it may be, writing up observations. The people around you are what's going to make your training experience the best it can be. In terms of the worst things, I mean, I didn't necessarily struggle so much with my teacher training. I think I managed to keep myself under the radar a bit. And I think in terms of advice I would give to people looking at training is get stuck in, like get into it, do as much as possible, take on as much as possible. You're better off struggling in your first year and learning to cope with that pressure than you are getting into your NQT year, NQT plus one, and the sort of pressure mounting on you. In terms of how I was prepared to become a teacher, I think I struggled somewhat training in the school that I was taught in as well, and in the grammar school setting, going from the grammar school setting to a comprehensive school, the difference was huge, absolutely massive. But I think that helped, seeing both sides of things. So I think I was well prepared in terms of what I saw, and what I took away from the teachers that I worked with.
I think for me, I mean, I've already alluded to the best things with the support. The worst thing is, because you are, or in my experience, your maximum is a 50% timetable, and it's just, you don't, whilst you become kind of quicker at planning lessons, you don't appreciate that almost double in marking load and class load. And I think it was just, that hits you. And I think it's the same for everyone. I think the marking is always the biggest workload, but it was the lack of preparation for that. You almost don't get taught how to mark efficiently. And that's something that I would wish to be addressed for future teacher trainees, or trainee teachers rather,
because you're taught how to mark well, but not how teachers mark.
Yeah.
And how teachers plan, and it's completely different. Those two are completely different concepts.
I think the reality is, there's no way you could teach or plan or prepare as thoroughly as I did in my PGCE year for a full timetable. I think that would, there aren't enough hours in the day. But I think we've been lucky here in the sense that there hasn't been a huge amount of step up, or at least for me, coming from trainee to NQT, I've been well supported. So again, I think it depends on setting, where you've come from, to where you go. But in general, I think the PGC did prepare me quite thoroughly, in terms of in the classroom, the pedagogy, the subject knowledge, so or from all aspects, really.
How about you, Alex?
Yeah, I can agree to most of the things. It's exactly the same in Germany. I'd say the best thing is that you have this group mentality where everybody supports everybody, and you call people at 12 o'clock or stupid o'clock, where you're just saying everybody else is in bed but you,
they're not,
as a trainee teacher,
because they're all writing essays.
come together and figure it out how to do it, so that's great. And I can also agree with the worst things. The workload is just different when you are a full teacher, because you just have much more classes, and they teach you so well how to introduce your lessons, how to get your lessons started, how to make good transfers from one period of the lesson to the next, and they work really thoroughly and show you how to do it. But the reality just is just different. You don't have the time to spend so much time on one lesson for preparing or also for marking in real life. It's just not. It's a good idea, but it's just not the reality. Mm. So. You know, at least they show you how to do it and how it should be done, so you know the theory behind it, and I think that's what it's about. And then in reality, it's just different.